Dew. None are more familiar with dew than professional footballers. From early grades, they are used to running through practice drills and hurling their burly frames through rucks, while the moist chaff of wet grass under winter lights softens their fall, accustoms the halfback to the slippery ball, and writes green cuneiform on wet sand shoes. And they fear it. All of them dread kicking off the dew and the twos because they forgot what the coach said. Half their lives are spent in clouds of condensation or the cold heat of a winter sun where even the crowds seem like droplets on the concrete rows of the stadium. In the final days of their season, sweat-spangled on the eve of their triumph, the ball on a string and their plays honed, even the doubters believe. And the last day is, once again, already an aftermath. The ground's been shaved and sucked dry by the noon sun, and the paddock has become a paved and bristled hell for those who will collide with it and pinion flesh on earth, earth on flesh, and spill blood for the sake of a game. Possession is the law, all are possessed. And when the crowd melts into the dry darkness, after that great red football's booted between the uprights of the skyscrapers and gone, the sky balls cheerless little drops for the victors, and decks the oval with the loser's jewels.